are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. How's it going, everybody? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What a beautiful show we have lined up for you today. If only you could see into the future. Well, you just might be able to do that by the end of this show. How are we doing today? I'm your host, Davey Crockett. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. What's going on, listeners? First and foremost, I would like to send my unconditional love and appreciation to each and every one of you out there, part of this collective consciousness of lovers, friends, full of laughter, light, joy. We are sharing this together. As you know, this is what the show's about. We have such an amazing show lined up for you. I would like to introduce Grace Gravity. How are you today?
Hi, Davey.
It is such a blessing to have you on the show. Not only do we have the one and only Grace Gravity, we also have Brian Harden. How you doing, brother?
I've been doing fine, Dave. I'm doing great.
Oh, man. Well, for those of you who are not familiar with Grace Gravity and Brian Harden, well, Grace Gravity is up-and-coming musician, the rock and roll. We gotta say, you're definitely gonna be hearing some Grace on Dave's Good Vibration Station, along with Brian Harden has the drummer, right? He's the drum. That's my drum solo for you.
I also produce it.
And the producer. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. We save the best for last. So, guys, we have a show lined up for you today. I would like to just start off. Here's a little Grace Gravity. You can't go wrong. Bam!
Yeah.
Yes! That's just a little taste, guys. We ain't going to give you the whole cake right now. That would just be counterproductive. Hey, so as we know, it's great music. It's banging. It's I love it. I love the rock and roll. I have to say, I had to get my hands on a Grace Gravity CD, and I listened to the start and finish, and I had no idea. I was doing some work. I was catching up. And I was sitting in front of my computer just in putting blah, 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 just doing, you know, the robot work. and I was like, you know, I'm going to throw this in. I'm going to check it out. It was great. It was like 50 minutes had gone by and I had no idea. I was like, I didn't even get a lot of work done. I was jamming out to it, man. Like, oh, I love it. And I love the ideas. I'm going to get into a few questions starting off, but, you know, as the listeners, as you know, on the vibration station, the whole idea is to raise the collective vibration. The idea is that, you know, I believe that we are going through a transformational era, a period of transformation in our consciousness. And it's all about aiding and assisting each and every other person in this transformation to see that we are all actually in it together. So there's a lot going down right now. Grace, I love your music. You already know it.
Thank you.
When did you first, right? We're going to come the first question. Okay, when did you first start playing music? And was it singing that you started off with? Were you just born with a natural talent? Did you first pick up a guitar and start humming? How did it break down?
Well, a little bit of all of the above. I just started singing. I was out on a farm. I was born in California, but I moved to Kentucky.
That's
for
one
a
of
while.
The questions as well. There we go.
I'm
great.
I'm a California.
Very cool.
And I would just, you know, walk around my grandpa's farm and do the little songs, you know, sing little songs and everything.
Yeah.
And the first song I ever did was about a pony.
It was about a pony.
A made up pony. You know, I was little.
That's great. How old did you say you were? You think
probably
about?
Like nine,
probably
I think
like
it
nine.
Was. And then I got a guitar at 10, and my grandpa played guitar, but we never played together. But I know it's in there somewhere. And yeah, I just started writing songs, and I think the first real song I wrote was about removing or noticing that there was a rock in front of my third eye. I mean, that was like one of the first songs I ever wrote.
That's cool. As a 9-year-old. Girl.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
9 or 10
yeah.
year old little girl.
Yeah.
Well, that off the bat, you know, shows the DNA
kind of
encryption
a weird subject
going
matter.
On.
Matter.
No, it's the best subject matter, man. That's what it's all
what
about.
What happened? I used to be able to see, and now I can't quite see the way that I did before.
It's true.
What's missing?
And Brian, same question. Same idea. I mean, I know that. Are you a vocalist as well, or is it just producing and drumming is your big idea?
Actually, it's mostly producing that I've been doing all my life. I've recorded over 120 gold records in my life.
Wow.
I've been involved with recording engineer or record producer, and my whole music thing started off with me playing the world's worst instrument. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't ever teach your kid how to play trombone.
Yes.
I was the worst trombone player in the world, and I hated the thing, and I still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's bent. It's been beat up against the wall several times, so it's still working now. But don't teach – I say don't teach the trombone first, until you develop the ear for the music.
Okay.
Because the trombone goes, I had no idea where the center of the note was. I had no idea. So I was the world's worst trombone player, and then I realized I loved music so much that I had to start somewhere else, which was DJing.
Okay.
And then through DJing, I got into record production and then learning how to play. I always wanted to play drums. My parents wouldn't let me play drums.
Too loud? Or, yeah.
So about 10 years ago, I bought my own drum kit.
Very nice.
And just taught myself how to play drums. I play every Saturday, rain or shine, outside at the park in Santa Monica, overlooking the ocean with a handful of friends of mine. Very fun. We entertain hundreds of people for free.
Oh,
we
yeah.
do it off of battery power.
Yeah.
we rock.
That's so cool, man. Talk about a good vibration.
Yeah.
Right? That kind of reminds me of the drum circles they got going down every Sunday at Venice, you know. That's if you're in California. If you are, you know, in Kentucky or Idaho listening to this, you're like, well, unfortunately, that means nothing to us. No,
where's
but
where's our drum circle?
Yeah, seriously, where's their drum circle? No, I'm sure they have it.
Yeah.
So when did you? So you kind of just started writing your own music off the bat. You never really, because I know that some musicians, what they'll do is, like myself, how I started is my parents were really into AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
Right? My parents are loaded.
Yeah. Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
That's the one. That's the one. And
that's a
still
song.
Resonates
it is.
Today,
it's a love
by
song.
The way.
Yeah.
It's the best, man. So I remember, you know, I wanted to mimic Angus Young. And then it turned into, oh, I found my own. But with Grace, it was more of like, this is Grace, and I'm just going to start out. That's cool. I dig that.
When you were a kid, did you have the Angus costume?
I did, yes,
and the shirt and the little bow tie?
I was Angus Young for Halloween for a year. I was.
Next Halloween, do you promise?
Yeah, you got my word, Brian. You got my word, man. As long as we can get, oh, man, oh, I'm drawing a blank.
Well, yeah, I did.
Bonham.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
That's okay. We'll come in. Watch it. We're paying
Google
our
respects. AC/DC.
We're paying our respects to the AC/DC gods.
Yeah,
we're not doing them a service. No, but that's really cool. That's really cool that you know you started off on your own thing. So when did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I guess I don't know if it was so much as a want, but as just a way of being.
Exactly. Cool.
As probably most artists will attest to, it's like I didn't really choose this. It's kind of this is what I have to offer.
Exactly.
Do you like it? You know.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean? That's kind of the thing. And I never really learned a handful of songs, you know, like Neil Young songs and Bob
Very
Dylan
cool.
songs and stuff like that, but I didn't learn a lot of other people's music either, which I think's weird.
No, that's cool.
Level.
I dig it.
I did go to Dick Grove School of Music out here in the Valley when it was existing.
Okay.
And I tried to learn like jazz percussion. I was the worst person.
Following
in
Brian's footsteps over here.
Rhythmic theory, you know, counting rhythm.
Is,
I was just
you're
crazy.
You're really
to
a talented rhythm guitar player, so it paid off in some ways.
I guess it's in there.
Because you have the rhythm
somewhere.
So it works.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. No, that's really cool. So, of course, you're on Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Yeah.
So
Dave's Good Vibration.
Love it.
Radio.
Oh, man. I need a new opening, Brian. That's
with a world wrestler voice.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So because we're on Dave's Good Vibration Station, we're going to talk a little bit about tapping in. I noticed your music has a spiritual theme, a spiritual presence in it. My question is, what's your intention by spreading the positive messages? What's your intention by talking about spirit in music? And, you know, we're all one, and you're talking about, you know, Earth Mother and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I'm digging it. I'm digging it, man. I'm all about it. So from the musician's mind, what is the intention?
Let's mostly just feeling good.
Beautiful.
Because if there is a war going on right now, it's a frequency war. I don't like to even call it a war because it's like, oh, great, another war. War of the highest order.
Yes.
Frequency war.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah,
frequency
that's why
war.
Good vibes are so important.
Yes.
And the more that we can promote that and share that and remember that,
yes,
the better.
Yes.
So I was hoping that this music would contain a little pocket of that frequency that people could tap into and then remember and then expand it out on their own, in their own ways, in their own artistic ways. Kind of a support system for awake people.
Beautiful.
I think that you have a choice in life, grow or decay, or yum or yuck, positive or negative.
Yeah.
And what we focus on grows. So if you make the choice of being positive and staying happy
in the light and whatnot,
it's contagious.
It's actually a separate dimension from the other one. It's
anger,
a whole different world.
It is.
Anger,
it
hate,
is.
Fear are also contagious. So it's in every second of your life, you have a choice of grow or decay. And every time you fill yourself up with that fear, anger, doubt, you are decaying and you're losing your frequency. You're losing your love. You're losing your joy. And then why are you here?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, Grace, you have indeed reached your goal of putting a spirit spin and impacting other people in a positive way. I know you've impacted more people than just myself, but you know, you've impacted me through your music in a positive way. I was listening to, I was jamming, man. You raised my vibration, right?
Yay!
And that's the whole idea. And it absolutely is. A different dimension. And Brian, I couldn't agree with you more. When it comes to decay and filling yourself with these negative, these low vibrations, right? You really are, you really are just kind of, in an essence, excuse me, but pooping on your experience. You know, you are, you're not doing it service. And that's why we have this show. That's why Brian and Grace are in the studio, and that's why you know, we're changing the world. We're doing these good things. So,
even if the world we're changing is only mine and yours,
yes,
still a start.
It's still a start.
It's still a start. There's a. I try not to get into this too much because it starts becoming a you know, you're digging down the rabbit hole and it starts becoming a spiral. Okay, do you believe our world as a collective is going through a transformational stage of consciousness? But before you answer that question, okay, listeners, the question is, do you believe that our planet Earth, right, is going through a transformational stage of consciousness? Possibly that there's new vibrations, new waves of energies, you know, entering, coming into our field, and we being just receivers with our brains, and obviously spirits, we, you know, are magnetic to these vibrations, and we understand these vibrations, which contain knowledge. So we're getting enlightened, in a sense. So before you answer whether you are on it or not, the idea is, and this is what I'm talking about, where I don't want to get too into it, but you have to if we want to be real with one another. Mm-hmm. The idea is that your shirt, parallel cells, you, there is an infinite number of parallel yous. Meaning, when I ask Brian and Grace right now if they think our world is going through this ultimate transformation, listeners, what I'm saying is it's you. So are you, is your world going through an ultimate transformation? Are you hopping on this wave? Each vibration represents another reality. Right. Each vibration is it is another planet Earth. So when you are filling yourself, as Brian said, with negativity, anger, doubt, blah, 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 you are vibrating on a planet where that planet serves that vibration. You attract that. So when I'm asking,
you're saying a prayer.
You're saying a prayer
for that to come more often. You know,
absolutely.
You're
are.
Resonating at that frequency band.
You are. You are actually.
And there's plenty to fear, and there's plenty to doubt, and plenty to hate. But the more we do that, the more that grows.
Yeah, and, don't hate.
Yeah.
No.
And it's a practice.
Right. It is.
And and when, you know, with all world's religions, they all said the same thing, which is the golden rule: do unto others as you would have done to you.
Yes.
Which is the energy you put out or do,
right,
is the energy you get back.
Exactly.
And the first law of physics is that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only change form.
Yes.
So the form you're at right now, if you're unhappy with it, you can change it.
Change it.
And how you can change it is by focusing on what you're thankful for. So with religions, they also say have grace, or have, I have gratitude.
Yes.
And so really, if you are graceful and thankful, I'm thankful that I'm alive today.
Yes.
And I'm breathing. So when you have that grace, you're welcoming that energy to come, and everything's contagious. Smile at someone who's depressed, even if you're depressed. Smile at them. Muster a fake smile, and you'll get back the face.
It's
you'll
get so
a genuine smile.
It's so true. Totally, yeah. It's so true. Yeah. It really is. If you guys, and you know, another another way you can raise your vibration, if you're not feeling well, throw on some Grace Gravity. I'm being dead serious. Seriously, it's music that will resonate with the higher vibrations in your consciousness. Guys, we had a show 3 weeks ago show. It was explaining to you, really breaking down, it's not just the law of attraction, but it's that it already exists. It's not like you have to make it for yourself. No. It's already there. You have to vibrate to it. You need to be magnetic to it. You know how magnets come together? You know, like, okay. Be magnetic to it. It already exists. That's the idea. So my question, having all this said, mm-hmm. is, are you guys on board? Do you believe that there is a transformational consciousness, do you believe our world as a collective is going through a transformational stage of consciousness?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think you can help be a part of it.
You can't.
You know, even the most cranky person in the world is part of it. You know, it's all, because on some level, it's just all energy transformation. And there's scientific signs that point to the symptoms, like the whole universe is heating up. That could be a symptom of transformation. What's happening on the sun? That's changing.
Yes.
We're in an intense solar cycle, you know?
Yes.
But just, I think the access that you have on a daily basis to move yourself, if you can just start to get a little awareness on, all right, am I feeling up or down? If I'm feeling down, what can I do? Like what you were saying, smile, or Bill Bryan said, smile a little, or do something different. Break the pattern, you know? And so as you go forward, you figure out these little tools that are, you know, helping you move forward that you can put into practice and share to facilitate it
with
everybody. Because the more that everybody gets into that vibe and realizes they're not powerless, that there is a lot that can be done when people come together and just actually talk.
Maybe
versus exactly.
Yeah.
And we recorded this CD at 432 hertz instead of the standard 440 hertz.
I love it.
All except for one song on here. And I found out about 432 that it resonates with the planet. And we were looking at what's called a cymatics test, which is where they put the particles or sand on a piece of metal and then they vibrate it at each frequency.
Wow.
And when you look at the 440 frequency, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so all those notes tuned to 440, and then you look at it all tuned to 432, visually,
right.
What you see is at 440, all the shapes are breaking apart. They have holes in them, and they're just kind of fuzzy. But when you look at 432, they're all beautiful, cohesive shapes.
Wow.
And that also has an effect on the harmonics of all those notes.
Of course.
Too. And so if the universe, or let's say the Earth, is vibrating at a 432 or around there, but all the music you hear is at 440, what does that do?
Ooh. Wow. That makes you think. That actually, that kind of rolls me into the next idea. Mainstream music. The music
it's called
that
programming
the music
reason.
that is used to, okay, when I say used, I mean there is an actual intention behind the mainstream music that people are using. There is a full on unit. Like, it's almost like consider it a corporation. Like, seriously, consider it a corporation where there's, and then I'm going to talk for a moment. When we take Grace Gravity music, vibrates at 432, just visually, you can see, it's really, really fascinating. this way of measuring megahertz is really, really insane. I've actually seen a few videos on it where they, you know, they have sand, right? And they change the vibration, and it's literally different geometry. It's different, yeah. Like, and there's forms, and it actually, like, it, like, it's crazy. You are looking, you are seeing music, you're seeing sound. That's what's happening. And when that vibration is emanating, right, 432, good harmonics, all in alignment, we are picking up on that. Our antenna is picking up on that vibration. Not only that, but we, if you like it or not, are a part of Mother, Gaia, Mother Earth.
Yeah.
If she's vibrating close to that vibration, all of a sudden there's this perfect harmony between.
It is more similar to nature.
It is.
All the notes, when you tune A to 432, all the notes correspond to it in these beautiful geometric patterns.
Wow.
That do look like nature, whereas the ones at 440 are broken.
Right.
And only partial. And so it's a subtle thing. Wow. It's actually easier to sing there, too, because instead of reaching that higher note, you're just a slight bit flat from right. where it was anyway.
Right.
It probably put Willie Nelson in tune.
Yeah.
I love Willie.
That's probably why he sings flat all the time.
Willie's
the
man. No, yeah, no, that's funny. That's funny. No,
he
no,
probably
no.
knows what's going on.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, Willie's on the Willie's on board. He knows.
A lot of musicians have put songs out in 432. You'd be surprised when you do a search online.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, now my question here is, I'm not here to name names on the show, but some mainstream artists that represent low vibrational expressions, like you know, we've all heard
anybody singing through a pitch changer.
Yes.
Oh, can you auto-tune music, my whole CD?
Music for robots and inanimate objects.
Yes,
music
that's
for
what it.
Robots.
Seriously, no, seriously, you wanna?
You don't wanna be a robot, trust me.
You really don't. When there's vibrations of 440, this whatever, or any vibration that represents out of alignment, out of tune, out of
dissonance.
Thank you. What's that doing? What that's doing is entering your consciousness. That vibration, you're making an agreement to hear it. Therefore, you are making an agreement to be it. And all of a sudden, you recognize that you are not in alignment with the things in your reality. Why? Because of the music you're listening to. I have such a strong... Sometimes I'll be in the car with my girlfriend or friends or whatever, and you know, they'll just have the radio on, just the mainstream radio. And I'll say, you know, turn it down, or can we turn the radio off? She'll be like, why? I just want some music in the background. I'll say, listen, let me explain. It's much deeper than just having music in the background. When you're having music in the background, you're setting a vibrational pattern for yourself, especially when you're in the car with the windows up, energy's in there, you know, and the vibrator,
exactly.
Boom, boom,
crazy.
Boom. That's all you're feeding yourself, is these low vibratory energies, these low vibratory frequencies. Well, I would rather roll down my window and get my sustenance from the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather, but it's just, it's getting that. And it's getting the collective consciousness to understand the difference between putting on the radio and hearing just any old song that they throw on that is meant to do something to your vibration. They know it. There is
yeah.
knowingness behind it. They're willingly altering the vibration of the music to mess with your vibration. If you understand that, as opposed to what? What does it take? 3 extra seconds to take a Grace Gravity CD and throw it in the... Seriously, you will be doing your vibration wonders. It's true. I'm not here to falsify anything. This is not what Dave's Good Vibration Station is about, right? I'm telling honest ways that we can raise our vibration.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm trying to get to.
Well, it's very true. Well, most of the radio stations are owned by like 3 companies now or something.
They are.
So, and I don't think they know Well, I don't know how much they know. If I could ever find the office of they, I might ask.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, it's hard to locate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I mean, yeah. Wow. Okay.
What we're putting in and what we're getting rid of.
Right.
It's we've got an input of our ears and our eyes.
Yes.
And our taste buds.
Yes.
So what are you eating? What are you drinking? What are you seeing? What are you listening to?
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
Yes.
What are you feeling?
What are you
yes.
feeling?
Are you connecting to things? So one of the first things we did when we walked in the room here is there's fluorescent lights in this studio, and we turned them off because we wanted to feel the energy of the sunshine coming
yes.
from outside. And it was a simple change in all three of us. It happened in a matter of seconds.
It did.
That it's kind of like when you go to the ocean and you feel that power and that... The negative ions.
Yeah, totally.
It clears your energy. It's like does. Once you tune into the sunshine as opposed to the fluorescent lights that are artificial,
yes.
same thing. And yes. yeah, there's even better versions of light. They're stealing our light from us.
Well, they're changing the light bulbs
in
now too to that crappy frequency light.
Giving everybody the fluorescence instead, which is totally
Save
wrong.
Energy.
You'll
no,
never see a fluorescent
no.
in my house.
And you don't feel so good under them. People have to work under them all day long, which is really draining.
And that I feel like that's also such a big reason of why people get stuck in these routines, right? Because there's these things that are going on around them that they're not conscious of, right? They're not putting their barriers up, and they're not, you know, holding a proper stone to do, you know,
yeah, whatever
it may be.
Yeah.
Because
well, the barrier's in your heart.
It is. It is.
Like all these things are tools that do help, but you can also
just do
it by making a shift or change in mm-hmm. yourself.
Totally. You have every property any stone ever would. Right. Where
mm-hmm.
right in your heart. Absolutely.
What Jesus was saying was, you can be like me or even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
He wasn't saying follow me. He
right.
was saying follow me and do your
be
own
yourself.
Version.
Be yourself.
Right.
Do your own version.
Follow my vibration.
Yeah. What
yeah.
works
yeah.
for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of gratitude and Jesus and everything, I would like
he
to...
He was a cool dude.
He was a cool dude, man. JC is the man, dude. JC.
Yeah, well, Buddha was pretty cool, too. Though.
Oh, yeah. Buddha's got it going on.
Yeah.
He's got it going on. Yeah, speaking of gratitude, I would love to give a special thanks to the PR specialist and amazing DJ and musician, Dan Del Campos, for making it possible to have Grace
thanks,
and Brian
Dan.
On the show today. Dan is the man. And that's not punny. That's no.
It is and it isn't.
No, Dan is the man. Yeah, we give him much gratitude, much appreciation, and we send our ahometakwayases, blessings, mm-hmm. namaste, anything. Ongamo guru devamo. All of them. We'll,
all
we'll
them
go
together.
Down the line.
Yeah.
No, really, really. Good vibrating individuals. What can influential musicians like yourself do, okay, we're talking about mainstream, right? How it's being spread. But what can you, as an influential musician, do to change, to alter, to shift the energy, the messages that are being said in the mainstream? I know that that's a big question because we're talking about billions of, you know, so-called dollars that mean so much, and like, you know, all these people, you know, these
well, it
head
doesn't mean much these days.
No, it really doesn't.
No.
These, you know, head top guys that have all this, you know, money, and they're, you know, I'm gonna pay $1 million to put this on the radio,
right.
blah blah blah. Well, okay,
right.
what's Grace Gravity and Brian doing? What can we do to shift this? Help shift this, you know?
Well, I think you just start with yourself and
yes.
you trust your own inner guidance system to lead you to the right experiences and to intersect with the right people.
Yes.
That would be a start because it can be really overwhelming, Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 getting kind of stuck in that realm. But at some point, you kind of have to bring the energy inward and really just resonate, you know, and let it come to you and show you the path. It may not look like how you're imagining it. You don't know what it's going to look like.
Right.
And also, Brian and I, you know, as far as facilitating and helping people, you know, kind of come together, we put on these shows last year called the Sunday Party in Santa Monica.
Very cool. And what's this about?
Well, it's three or four bands.
TheSundayParty.com.
Yeah, TheSundayParty.com. There's a lot of video Very up there cool. and everything. Some bands and songwriters, some comedians, some poets. It was a free thing, and there was like an information table there where people could take magazines or books or leave magazines and books and share information and network. And then, you know, the musicians had their table, they could sell stuff. And I think more events like this will also help, because I think part of it is feeling, you know, building on a sense of community within everybody that is, quote, awake and kind of sees, yes. like, hey, this is a really weird time to be alive.
Yes.
You know, it's weird and it's awesome, because we're able to, you know, ongoingly access the tools that we need in new and different ways. But I think, you know, a festival or something like the Sunday Party, or, you know, I would love to work with other people in creating this even a bigger thing
yes.
than what it was.
Yeah.
You know, because I think when you can come, you know, somewhere where you know you're just going to be feeling good.
Yes.
You know, it's about feeling good.
Yes. That's everything. Is it not?
Yeah.
Having a good vibration.
Yeah.
Emitting a good energy.
Which is why you named the show that.
Which is why.
Perfect.
What do you know? Look at that. Synchronicity.
You know, you ask about the music business and what's twisted with it.
Yes.
I mean, it's really just been bought out, and there's really only a handful of people making it.
Right.
All the decisions. And it keeps going back to the same old people. Like, basically, they've made every radio station
an
oldies station, and there is no space for new music.
Right.
And that entire old formula is like a dinosaur, and it's dying. The independent radio, independent film, independent just internet music.
I mean, yeah.
Basically,
right.
It's sad.
Grassroots.
But basically, everybody's right. had to do that. And we, as independent artists, have to come together in our own way and use vehicles like yourself to be heard and seen. It used to be years ago that people would give away T-shirts so people would come to their concert and buy their record. Well, now right. people have to give away their music.
Right.
So
or
people
so
will come
yeah.
to their concert and buy their T-shirt. It's totally
well, it's all crazy.
Wow.
And about the only way people are making money anymore is at the live show.
Right.
$4 to get in or whatever it is they make. And then selling a T-shirt.
Because the artists are like
it's
hidden
true.
Now. They're not appreciated because the understanding has been stripped out of why is art and music so important. Well, it's important because it's how it has to do with how the brain develops, how the spirit develops. The whole
yes.
entire thing is affected. If you strip that out of the schools, which has happened in a lot of cases, the kids don't ever go into those worlds. They never unless their parents do it. And so it's kind of sad. And then you've got this whole thing of how they started in the like 80s and 90s about battle of the bands, you know, and making music competitive. And
right.
it's not about being competitive. It's not about me sounding like you, all right, or you sounding like Joe or whatever. You know, it's about you bringing forth your own creative essence in
yes.
whatever shape it is. Wants to come out.
And in television right now, it's gotten even worse, which is
all
those shows that we don't even need to name that make competition, and they are asking the singer to be oversing in a certain way that
yeah.
sounds like everyone else, and not really
it's a strange patterning
doing their original art.
It's strange.
And so I think that's ruined music altogether too.
Yes.
I quite often find singers are way over singing, and they think that, okay, I've sang three songs in my life, I ought to be a star now.
Right.
Dave Grohl recently said something very, very simple. He said how bad that's destroying music, or has destroyed music in many ways. He's like, get a crappy guitar, a crappy drum set,
Seriously.
Hang out with crappy friends, and go in a garage and sweat it out for several seasons until you start to get good, get better players, and then keep doing it and doing it until you finally become the best drummer in
yes.
the greatest band in the world.
Yes.
And then move beyond that and learn some more stuff.
Totally.
And he's learning every day. He actually makes real music, no click track.
That's
there's
great.
No tuning. There's no... timing changes.
There can't
it's real
be.
Music.
There can't be.
That's, that's what we do too.
Right. That's why I love you guys. that's why I love it.
Every single sound on there was played to the recording, and the guitar that Terry plays and her singing is live with drums, bass, and electric guitar all being played live in one take. So you're not hearing a vocal that's been sung 15 times and then comped and then tuned.
Right.
You're hearing one take as she sang it, as she played it with the band one time. It's because she actually has the talent that she's developed over years of practicing and hard work, that she's in tune and in time with a feeling. So all this comes down to the feeling. What happens? All those tuning, timing things steal the feeling.
Right.
It's perfection. It's not art. And I saw a video a couple days ago. One of the greatest drummers in the world, Bernard Purdy. He's playing drums and he's showing how he plays this really awesome groove. He's like, listen, how
he
it's totally
loves
imperfect.
Doing it.
It's
yeah.
totally imperfect.
Yeah.
It's changing all the time. It's like I'm not no machine. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's one of the greatest drummers
That's
of all
so
time.
Cool.
But the feel was, mm-hmm. was fat and real.
That's so cool.
So art.
Yes.
Is real.
That's the only way it should be, especially at this day and age. And you know, Brian, you actually just brought up a really phenomenal point that I'd never thought about before. Is when you know how you said with auto-tuning and whatnot. When a song is being auto-tuned, that actually is fully disrupting any organic, raw, natural vibration mm-hmm. that it ever would emit in the first place. I feel like that in itself is responsible for why the mainstream music is the way that it is, you know, they rely on it. They just auto-tune. They can take anybody.
They make you a star.
And you know what? You go up to the average individual. You say, listen, here's a book of lyrics. We're going to give you the music. You're just going to go to the microphone. You're going to read it off. And you're going to get like $20 million.
you're
going to have to play a few shows. You know, people are going to, you know, you're going to get some.
And once you're no longer young and cute,
right,
you're out of here.
Exactly. Exactly. It's, man, where is the root? Where is the spirit? Where is the soul? I'm going to move into the next question.
Can I give you one little, please, man.
We
got duped that Tang, which is that orange powder mixed with water.
With the orangutan?
That orange powder mixed with water was better than orange juice. And that went with our food. And then the same thing has happened with all aspects of our lives. And we're being duped that
we're waking up to a click track
yeah. and perfectly in-pitch singing, sounding like a robot, is appropriate. It's emotionless.
Right.
Life is about a roller coaster. It's about feeling the emotions. And if you're not feeling joy, and you're, it's same thing with the drugs company. They right. they dumb you down. Here's something to keep you numb. No, I want to feel the feelings.
Right.
The only way you're going to get over depression is to feel the depression and then realize being sick and tired, you want to make a change.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Recognition.
Go back to your next.
No, you're the man, Brian.
Well, thanks.
And you're the lady, Grace. You're the man too, Grace. Why not? We're all the man.
Okay.
No, not that man, no.
No, not that one.
No. Let's see. This is going to be one of the last questions, and then I do want to blast some Grace Gravity before we get out of here. Do you believe music will be different in the next 30 years?
Yes.
How?
Well, there's already billions of people awake to kind of the frequency lockdown that we've all been under,
right.
and it's going to multiply from there. So I can only imagine we're going to go back to our roots, back to integrity, back to, you know, well-made things, including music, and even beyond going back to anything, just moving into kind of the next level of beingness on the planet, because
right.
that's what we all were born now into. We came in now, I believe, for that reason.
Yes.
So it's just natural. It's just what we're doing, and it's nothing to be afraid of, or, you know, it's more likely to be excited about it because it's like, we're not going back.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
You know, and really recognizing, you know, a lot of the great music that has already come through that carried the seeds of light, you know, if you will, within the music that you have. We still have access to all that, and that'll help, and we'll make new music. And there's a lot of talented, amazing musicians out there that can't get on the radio, and it's a tricky thing, but I think you stay in your integrity and you resonate and keep writing, and it comes to you in its own way.
Yes.
You know? So yes, I do think it'll be a lot better.
What the evolution of consciousness is for all of us with this 2012 thing that they well, the 2012 thing was about fear, and it was about overcoming our fear, but the real shift is not only moving beyond fear, but they have an indigenous prophecy. There's the eagle and the condor coming together. Eagle of the North is like North America, or like North Americans, the brain, the ego, the mind, the control. That's all the head. Mm. And the condor of the South is more feminine. It's about we instead of me. It's about the heart. It's about intuition. It's about more feminine attributes. And this evolution of consciousness is just like the Aquarian age. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Well, we have now shifted. This is the age of Aquarius that we're shifting into.
Yes.
And it's not like it happened on December 21st. It's been happening for 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Yes.
And it'll continue to get better over the next 20, 30 or 40 years until we move from our head to our heart, from our mind and our need for control to this feeling and intuition and need for allowance and in working together, thinking of we instead of me.
Yes.
So with the music, it's the same thing. It's a feeling that we're putting out. And so the feeling doesn't come from computers and loops and tuning and perfection. The feeling comes from life, which is, and there is no perfect in life.
Right.
No one's got the perfect life.
Everybody's
got. So
it's I feel
the changes. If there's something that's going to teach you a lesson, be it, call it an angel or something, usually that angel doesn't show up, fly down and say, hey, tap you on the shoulder and say, oh, stop smoking.
Yeah.
Instead, your angel buys you another carton of cigarettes and gets you so sick and tired of being sick and tired, or gives you a scare on cancer, and then finally wakes you up, and then you stop smoking or stop drinking or start doing a new pattern.
Yes.
So when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you make a change. And so often the angels show up looking like devils.
Yeah.
So when we evolve, we actually get beyond all that, and we start to thank the devils, thank the problems, thank the worst relationship you ever had in your life.
Yes.
Thank you for teaching me to never repeat this again.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what it's about. Mm-hmm. And the angel and the devil is one in the same. It's the same. All the same person. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's all within us. Heaven and hell is right here.
it is.
Make your choice. What do you want to focus on?
It is. It's right in front of you.
Gratitude's a good tool to get you back in line.
Tell
them where Grace Gravity.
The Vibration Station is all about gratitude.
Well, where the name Grace Gravity came from? Oh, well, did you ever hear of Father Charles Moore? He was on Art Bell a lot.
Yeah, I did. Oh, Art Bell. All about it. Oh,
Well, he would talk about the grace gravity of the sun.
Okay.
It's changing.
And
us.
I heard that, and that's where the name came from.
The grace, the gravity of the sun is the frequency of the earth and the planets and all the planets, the whole solar system is changing, and the frequency of the sun is changing, and with that, it's changing us, it's changing the planets, it's helping with the consciousness.
What he said
was grace and gravity are both one and the same. Gravity is the attraction of two objects. Grace is also the attraction of two objects. And when we're in grace, we're in our heart, and the attraction comes from love, and the attraction comes from that. Just like gravity, it attracts us to the same thing. So be in love with yourself and everybody else equally. Don't judge.
That's so perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Brian, first of all, Brian Harding, Grace Gravity. Thank you guys so much. Dan Del Campos, can't go wrong. Some high-vibing individuals that are spreading some amazing music. What I want to tell you guys is you have to check out ReverbNation.com/Gray's Gravity. You can also do TerryHitt.com. Mm-hmm. That's TerriHitt.com. Make sure SoulSecretService.com. For Brian Harden, can't miss this one. BrianHarden.com. That's
no, Brian D.
Oh, Brian D. Harden. Sorry, brother. We go Brian, BrianDHardin.com. And then, last but not least, New Ways, KNEW, as if we knew our ways.
And GraceGravity.com.
And GraceGravity.com, of course. Thank you so much. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. You guys have a blessed Sunday filled with love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. Always send your gratitude. Bye-bye.
Peace.